This depiction of the Roman statesman, Pompey the Great, has a fleshy face and a brow creased by frowning. It's hard to miss his youthful head of hair, styled to send a particular message. Curator Chris Lightfoot.
The most distinguishing feature of this portrait is Pompey's hair, which is done with this coif across the center of his forehead. And that seems to be a deliberate imitation of the hairstyle that is depicted on portraits of Alexander the Great. People at the time must have been aware that Pompey was trying to make out that he was a second Alexander.
Pompey strove to emulate Alexander by being a successful and popular leader and a ruler who inspired loyalty among his troops. This portrait attests to the Romans' lasting admiration for the great heroes of the Greek past. Here we see Pompey in his mid-50s, at the height of his power. Along with Julius Caesar and the Roman politician Crassus, he formed the first triumvirate that ruled Rome in the 50s BC. Later, however, Pompey and Caesar became enemies and fought fiercely against each other for leadership of Rome and its republic.
We are certain that it is a copy of an original statue that stood outside the theatre of Pompey in Rome. By coincidence, it was in this theatre that the Senate was meeting when, on the Ides of March, Julius Caesar was stabbed to death. And rather romantically, the story is that he died at the base of the statue of his great rival, Pompey.